This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Once again, I'd like to welcome us all to the Thursday Mindful Awareness Meditation. I'm Diana Winston, and I am the Director of Mindfulness Education at UCLA's Mindful Awareness Research Center. Very happy to be here with all of you to practice together, to meditate and to practice mindfulness, which is paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. Today, as most of us know, is Earth Day. And so I figured I would do a meditation that was aligned with that theme. And we'll be meditating on the earth and our bodies, and maybe gratitude, appreciation for our planet, and just weaving in this theme. One thing that is important in our mindfulness practice is that we learn to be present with whatever is arising, and we also learn to invite in qualities of kindness and compassion and ease and well-being in whatever way that can come to us. So for some of us, there are practices that we do where we deliberately cultivate compassion practices, for instance, or kindness. There's also activities that we do that bring in qualities of ease and awe and connection and wonder and well-being. And so those are not meditative practices necessarily, but they are something that are very, like, highly, highly supportive of the qualities of heart and mind we're trying to develop here. And those are things like, number one, going out in nature, being out in a beautiful place and feeling the support of nature, or swimming, or even if it's just taking a walk in a park. Like, what are the ways in which the earth, as it is, supports us in coming to a place of center and well-being? And this is really, really, it's no small thing. So I just want to, maybe we'll be weaving that concept of it into the meditation as we connect with ourselves and earth for this Earth Day. Okay. So let's get settled and finding yourself in a comfortable position. If your back is upright and that's available to you, that's great. If it's not, just whatever is available. You're sitting on a chair, feet on the floor. And I do recommend for this first part of the meditation, feet on the ground, but some of you may be sitting cross-legged, that's fine too. Your hands are resting wherever they're comfortable. And if you want to close your eyes, that's great. And if you like that, some people love to meditate with their eyes closed. Some people prefer to do it with their eyes open. And if you're new, you can experiment and see. Most people tend to close their eyes, but there's no rules here. And let's begin by taking a few deep breaths. And as we take these deep breaths, just allowing yourself to settle a little bit more, to come into a place of ease and well-being, or at least that possibility is there for you. Gently scan your body with your mind. Notice, okay, any areas of tension or tightness. And if you notice there's some tension or constriction or holding, allowing it to soften. Releasing. And finding your attention coming to rest on your feet. So you can feel the soles of your feet. And can you notice the contact your feet are making with the
with the floor below you or the ground. Notice what sensations you feel, heaviness, hardness, pressure, touch. And you also might notice the ways in which the furniture cradle your body, and there's a sense of support under your thighs and pelvis, at your back, and of course the support of the ground. As you're feeling this connection, pressure, heaviness, hardness, have a sense of the ground below you. So just expand your awareness as a kind of thought exercise to the earth below that is holding you. And although you may meet many stories up above, can you sense that ground below? So your feet are on the ground. Your chair is on the floor, which is connected to the ground. And sink your attention into this area of support, the earth itself below us. The source of everything. There's rock and molten lava and mycelium, and there's so much going on underground. And just even though, of course, we can't feel it or see it, we can sense it, imagine it, and feel that support. Feel your feet on the ground and breathe. And if for fun, you might even imagine that you can, as you inhale, taking in the nourishment from this earth. And as you exhale, letting go of anything that's troubling you. Feeling the connection. So there's this wide expanded base around you, this earth. And actually, we are in it. So now our feet are on the ground, but we are in the earth. We are on the earth. We are in the earth. Maybe just pause to recognize for a moment that we are part of this earth, and the solidity of this planet, the ground, can hold us. And we can always come back to this connection when we feel lost, confused, anxious, sad. Just coming back to the ground that holds us. You can offer, if you wish, some gratitude, appreciation for the way in which this functions naturally. The earth doesn't complain. At least, perhaps that's debatable. But in any case, just noticing the gratitude and breathing and sensing. And from here, I invite you to feel your body present. Notice your abdomen rising and falling with each breath. So we're shifting just to some more traditional mindfulness practice, the chest rising and falling, expanding and contracting with each breath, or the air moving through your nose, tingling warm. Let your breath be natural at this point, doing its own natural rhythm. Can you feel your breath moving through your body? Particularly in these areas I mentioned, abdomen, chest, or nose. And so let's pick something to focus on for this meditation. And if you want to stay with the sensations in your feet and the connection to the ground, you can keep staying there. What you're probably mostly noticing is tingling and vibrating and warmth and heaviness and lightness. So changing sensations, physical sensations in your feet. Or you can choose one area of your breath, whichever was the clearest or easiest, and they all work equally well, abdomen, chest, or nose. Some of you listen to sounds as your main focus. So just go to what you'd like to do. And if you're new, you can experiment. Pick one. So now breath after breath, or sensation after sensation, let's stay connected to the present moment. And as you do this, you might find your attention wanders into planning or remembering or imagining. And if you're doing that, it's nothing is wrong. It's normal. Our minds do that. Human minds wander. When you notice your attention has wandered, you can say a soft word in your mind, like thinking or wandering, and then come back. Just come right back to your main focus, breath. Sensations or sound. So we'll do this for the next part of the meditation. And other things arise, like maybe body sensations or emotions. If they're in the background, let them be in the background. They can also be something you investigate. For those of you with more experience, you can notice, feel, sense what's happening in your body, heart, and mind. So we'll practice in this way. And as you're practicing, if every now and then you might want to just connect with feet on the ground and the earth below me. And what does that evoke? Gratitude, appreciation. And or something else may arise. But just let that be part of your meditation in this next portion. We'll go into silence for a bit. For this next part of the meditation, in honor of Earth Day, I'm just going to take some time to reflect on the aspects of the earth that we love, that are nurturing, that bring joy, that we're in awe of and appreciation. First, I'd just like this to bring attention to the generations for thousands and thousands of years of indigenous or native people who lived on whatever land you are on right now. Just take a moment to reflect on the humans who stewarded the land and offer your silent thanks and appreciation. And if you know the names, you can say it in your mind. So for UCLA, it's the Tongva and the Gaboriano people. And maybe commitment to do better in the future. And then let your mind go to what you love about the earth. And see if maybe a particular place or feature. Maybe it's the oceans. Maybe it's a place you've been in a forest or a park. Maybe it's the desert, the mountains. Let's see what comes to mind. Like, where is your place? Like, where do you think of this place? And you just, it's part of you relaxes and finds ease. So bring it to mind. And it may be many, many places. So just pick something. And take a breath and offer some gratitude in your mind. Appreciate, feel the appreciation. What do you love about this place? And feel the appreciation and notice what that's like. Notice when I have been there, or when I've seen pictures, or how do I feel inside? And offer some gratitude for this incredible planet on which we live, that has hosted the human species for a small amount of time in terms of geological time. And start to let your mind go to any aspect of nature, earth, planet that you feel some connection with. And it could be to creatures, it could be to sea creatures or winged creatures or four-legged creatures. It could be to ants and bugs. It could be to reptiles. It could be to the clouds, the top of a mountain, shrubs. What opens you to the beauty of nature, the appreciation? Just let whatever arises come into your mind. And when something comes into focus and you say, oh, I just love, appreciate, whatever it is, then silently offer some gratitude. Some thanks to this earth, to the stewards of the earth, to all of us who steward the earth in whatever way we do now. And there might be a thought arising, like, I want to protect this part of the earth. I'm worried about this part of the earth. I'm worried about the watershed. I'm worried about the endangered species. So let that be part of what's happening now. If there's some concern, it's okay, because we have this capacity with our mindfulness, with our awareness, with our compassion to hold what's here. Take a breath connect with the love and if you want to make a commitment inside yourself, I want to do something here that can be part of it. Alice Walker once said, you can save what you love. You can save what you love. And so for the last minute or two, just let your mind rove as if, you know, you could travel around the planet in an instant to the glaciers, to the deep seas, to the desert. And as you do it, just offer appreciation, gratitude, kindness, kindness to yourself if you're having other emotions, feelings, thoughts, letting whatever is here be here. And on this Earth Day, what do we love? What do we love? What can we do to save what we love? And offer some kindness to the globe. Just imagine kindness coming from our heart and just moving around the globe. And as we breathe, more kindness and compassion covers this earth. This earth that so desperately needs our kindness and compassion right now, our acknowledgement, gratitude, and our work. Our work. And come back in right now to your own body and mind and just notice how you're doing. You are part of this earth. For whatever I'm feeling right now, can I hold this with compassion, with awareness, with kindness? Feel your feet on the ground one last time, part of this earth. And whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes or end the meditation. So thank you for being part of this Earth Day meditation. I'm Diana Winston. I'm so happy to be here with all of you. And just a couple of announcements. We will... I won't be here the next 2 weeks, but I'll be here after that. Next week, can't remember. We don't, it's not confirmed, but Allison is always here. Allison Pimentel is always here the first of the month, first Thursday of the month. And please go to the UCLA website and see what we're having. We have lots of classes and workshops coming up, all sorts of programs. So please invite you to join us to learn more about mindfulness. Come, we're every Thursday. If it's not me, it's somebody, it's going to be somebody else. And I normally stay on for about 10 minutes, but I cannot today. So we can have a Q&A session next time and enjoy this Earth Day and really, yeah, take care. Okay, see you.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.